It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, you went to an interesting movie I've been hearing a lot of buzz about, Minari. Tell us about it.
I think it's one of the two or three best films I've seen, Doug, in terms of 2020 releases. Of course, we're into 2021, but this is eligible for the Oscars, and nominations will be announced on Monday morning, Doug. Minari is a wonderful film. It is a Korean film that takes place in the United States, which makes it a very interesting entry into probably the International Film Award Oscar category. But there's a lot of talk that it could get in the Best Picture category too, and especially for director Lee Isaac Chung. Now, the film is an autobiographical account of Lee Isaac Chung's childhood growing up in the United States and kind of being nomads. Of course, we have Nomadland, which is probably going to be up for Best Picture as well. Really nomads working with chicken farms. His parents work in what's called chicken sexing, Doug, in which they try to determine the sex of young chicks, young chickens. And that's what his parents do. And they end up in Arkansas in the middle of nowhere, kind of rural redneck Arkansas, and they meet a lot of interesting people there. But what I loved about this movie, Doug, is it's the way to do an autobiographical remembrance film. And the way not to do it, in my opinion, was Roma 2 years ago. Now, Roma was a critical hit, as you know, Doug. But as you recall, I didn't care for it. I thought it was kind of like sitting on a couch with a director, Alfonso Cuarón, paging through a photo album but having no context of what you're looking at. And the film never connected with me like that. And nothing terribly interesting happened in that movie, in my opinion, which was Frank Capra's, you may recall, Doug, Frank Capra's lesson of filmmaking: don't bore the audience. Make something interesting happen. But where Minari succeeds and Roma doesn't is the point of entry. And the point of entry for the audience, Doug, is through the little boy, who is clearly Lee Isaac Chung. He's like 6 years old in this movie, the boy playing him. The boy has a heart condition. They tell him not to run. You can tell he wants to run, but he kind of likes this new life in rural Arkansas, likes making new friends. So immediately, that is how Chung gets the audience invested in this family. You see it through the eyes of this little boy. You want the family to succeed. And I didn't get that with Roma. Very distinct difference between the two movies. So by the end of 2 hours, you're invested in this family and what happens to this family. I'm not going to tell you what happens with the family, but you're so invested in their new world. The father trying to raise crops with this garden he's starting with the help of a local man played by Will Patton. And his backstory is fascinating because he fought in the Korean War, his character. And so he and the father, expertly played by Steven Yeun from Walking Dead fame, they really bond. But what makes this movie even more interesting, Doug, is the family dynamics. Lee Isaac Chung does not sugarcoat the past. You get the feeling you're not watching one of these sentimental childhood remembrance films. We see his parents arguing in front of the children. They're having marital problems. The mother does not want to be in rural Arkansas. Eventually, the grandmother, played wonderfully by Yoon Yoo Jung, who's probably going to get a supporting actress nomination, she comes to live with them. But he also – so he doesn't sugarcoat it, Doug, and he also doesn't sugarcoat childhood. The little boy in the movie and his older sister, who are the two children, they sometimes say very mean things to their grandmother, and they say completely inappropriate things because that's what kids do because they're kids. And we get the whole sense of this is what a family actually looks like. And in some movies, I always get the feeling that the children are painted as angelic and perfect and the parents are stupid. And that's not the case in this movie. You get kind of the warts and all picture of kids saying inappropriate things, parents fighting in front of the kids. And that is really where the film succeeds. You're invested in the family because of that point of entry, that young boy that you're seeing this new life in Arkansas through his eyes.
Well, it also seems to me a bit of a stranger in a strange land kind of story too. A Korean-American family in Arkansas, farm country.
A great point, Doug, and that makes it really a new take on the American immigrant story because the parents are from South Korea. The kids are very much Americanized, but they speak Korean as well, especially around their grandmother. who does not speak English well. So the film goes back and forth between, you know, subtitles and not subtitles. But yes, this is an interesting take on the American immigration story, fitting in, trying to fit in a very strange land. They keep moving around. The dad wants to make money from his garden and sell his crops, and there's all kinds of problems. And so that was one thing I liked as well, Doug. I haven't seen a story like this. I haven't seen South Koreans in Arkansas in a remote area trying to make it through their lives. And again, the director, this is his remembrance of growing up. And so you get that personal touch that you have to have in movies. You have to be invested with your audience, and your audience has to be invested in your story, or it just doesn't work. And I was invested very much, and I think this is going to be a contender for the Foreign Language Oscar, the International Film Oscar, they call it now. They've changed the title. Steven Yeun could be a Best Actor nominee. He did get a SAG nomination. And Yoon Yoo-jung as the grandmother could be in the Supporting Actress category. So, yes, nice point, Doug. It's a new take on the immigration story.
Well, it's a reminder also that after the Korean War, there was this diaspora, the same thing that happened after the Vietnam War. We have many Korean-American families in our midst right where we live.
Exactly. So that's really a fascinating take. I love the Will Patton character. He's an interesting character in the movie, Doug. He's kind of this odd guy, this odd local guy who wants to help Steven Yeun, and he speaks in tongues sometimes. You know, he's very religious and carries a cross around along the road. So that's an interesting side character. But he's a wonderful character because he welcomes this new family. He has no prejudice whatsoever. He fought in the Korean War. I think he feels a kinship to Koreans, having, you know, helped preserve democracy in South Korea. So that's a really interesting side characters, the Will Patton character, and how he bonds with the father, played by Steven Yeun.
And how about the ascendancy of South Korean filmmakers? I mean, Parasite did very well at the Oscars.
Yeah, the South Korean film industry is on a roll. There's no question about it. I don't know if they can win Best Picture back-to-back Oscars, but certainly I think it has a great chance to win the International Film Oscar, and I really hope it gets into the Best Picture mix and some of the actors get nominations as well. This is available on Amazon Prime right now, Doug. That's where people can access this movie.
When I saw the synopsis of Minari, I was struck by it because a little set of gears started moving in my head, and I remembered a movie from 50 years ago, which is about people coming from a strange land to the United States of America in the mid-19th century, and that didn't win any Oscars, but it was nominated for 5. 1971, do you remember this movie?
Fiddler on the Roof.
The Immigrants.
The Emigrants. I'm sorry, The Emigrants with Liev Ullmann and Max von Sydow. Yeah, that's right, The Emigrants. Very good. From Sweden.
It was nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role, Academy Award for Best Picture, Academy Award for Best Directing, Academy Award for Best International Feature Film, and Best Writing Screenplay from an Other Material. Didn't win any of them, but got a lot of notice.
It did. And then it was the sequel that came after that, Doug. You may recall The New Land, which was more about the family settling in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Yeah, they'd had a fair amount of shooting right in our midst here in the upper Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt Olean.